今天是我们第二天的差传主日。
Today is the second day of our missions conference.
来到今天我们的一个差传的主日。
And today is also a missions Sunday.
我们很感谢主有留席牧师在中间来正道。
Thanks be to God, we have Reverend Baldwin Lau in our midst to share the message.
牧师是早年从香港过来美国升学。
Years ago, Reverend Lau came to study in the States.
在美国也是信主。
And he received the Lord.
也在美国那里结婚。
And also got married in the States.
他一直工作都是很顺利，很得到神的恩典。
He has a smooth life and he's enjoying the blessings from the Lord.
但他心里一直是对一些未得之民、未听到福音的人很有负担。
Yet he has a big burden for the unreached.
所以他放下他自己全职的工作。
So he cast away his full-time job.
去到金门神学院，也是进修神学。
And study theology at the Golden Gate Seminary.
之后是被宣道会、美国宣道会派到去中国来到做宣教工作。
After that, the Christian and Missionary Alliance sent him to mainland China to do missionary work.
他在六年前回到美国，就开始在 OMF 那里来负责推动差传的工作。
Six years ago, he came back to the States and he's since served in OMF on missions ministry.
我们透过金牧师、金志文牧师认识刘牧师。
Through Pastor Stephen Kim, we got to know Reverend Lau.
我们高兴今天他在我们中间来到正道，刘牧师。
It's our pleasure to have him preach to us today.
我们请刘牧师。
Reverend Lau.
Thank you, Reverend Lau, for your
introduction. Thank you, Reverend Lau, for your introduction.
好高兴嘅，我哋再一次喺呢度能够同弟兄姊妹一齐分享我哋呢个差传嘅差传会嘅任务。
It's my pleasure to be able to share with you again in this missions conference.
好多谢头先我哋嘅敬拜，我相信我哋嘅心意。神都会接纳我们。
We thank those who led us in singing hymns, and I trust that it's pleasing to the Lord.
昨晚我们已经分享过一些是为什么我们得救。
Yesterday we have shared about how we got saved.
我相信我们也都知道我们因为神已经拣选我们弟兄姊妹的每一位。
I believe we all know that God has chosen each and every one of us.
同时神也给我们有属灵的恩赐。
And also God gave us the spiritual gifts.
让我们可以能够用我们的恩赐去传扬主耶稣的福音。
By which we can use to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们看到这个是以弗所书第二章第八节这样讲。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩。
You are saved through grace.
也因着信。
By faith and through, by grace and through faith.
这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
That's not out of yourself, but given by God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And not out because of deeds, lest anyone shall boast.
这个就很基本的一个信息，我们要知道的。
This is a very basic message that we all have to know.
刚才我们敬拜，我们等到神在最高的位置。
In our singing, we put God at the top of our lives.
我们也都可以感恩。
Also, we can give thanks to him.
颂赞。
And we can praise him.
敬拜。
And we can worship him.
因为我们已经听过主耶稣的福音，我们能够得救。
Because we have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we can be saved.
我哋可以喺呢度能够敬拜我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
And we can worship our God, our Lord here.
呢个就系我哋嘅荣耀。
This is our glory.
亦都系我哋荣耀主耶稣基督嘅应该做嘅事情。
And this is what we should have done to glorify Jesus Christ.
但系我哋有冇谂到
？Yet have we think about?
呢个世界上仲有好多好多嘅。民族
the many many peoples in this world,
佢系从来未听过主耶稣嘅福音。
They have never heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为佢哋唔认识主耶稣基督。
Because they don't know Jesus Christ.
佢哋亦都唔可以知道点样去敬拜、颂赞啊！我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
They could not worship and praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
昨天我已经分享了我们就是天父给主耶稣基督的爱的礼物。
Yesterday I have mentioned that we are the love gift that God the Father has given to Jesus Christ.
而我们可以带去天国的就是将更多更多的礼物带给主耶稣基督。
And we can bring many more gifts to the Lord in heaven.
就是带啲从来未曾信过主耶稣基督，能够接受咗主耶稣基督嘅救恩，能够一同去到天国去颂赞我哋嘅主耶稣。
That is those who have never heard of Jesus Christ. We can bring them to Jesus to bring this love of a gift of love.
我哋可以睇睇喺呢个。我哋今日选呢个喺约翰福音二十一章嗰度咧，系我觉得咧对我哋系好适合去学习嘅。
The message today on John chapter 21 is very appropriate for our missions conference today。
我哋知道咧喺约翰福音咧到咧第二十章嗰度咧已经差唔多讲咗耶稣基督已经复活咗。見咗佢門徒已經兩次噶啦。
So in chapter 20 of the Gospel of John, John already covered that Jesus was raised from the dead, and he appeared twice before his disciples.
呢一次係約翰福音第二十一章嗰度咧，講到咧第三次主耶穌基督復之後，同佢嘅門徒一齊見面。
In chapter 21, is the third time that Jesus appeared before his disciples after his resurrection.
呢个就系再一次提醒佢哋嘅门徒主耶稣要交托佢要所做嘅事情。
To remind his disciples what Jesus is commanded them to do.
嗱，我相信大家。弟兄姊妹都記得佢喺馬太福音第四章第十九節，當主耶穌基督招呼佢嘅門徒嗰陣。
I think you all still remember in Matthew 4:19 when Jesus called his disciples.
馬太福音第四章十九節咁樣講，佢話：耶穌對他們說：來跟從我，我要叫你們得人如得魚一樣。
And Jesus told them, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men."
所以咧，我哋睇到约翰福音二十一章第五次嗰度咧，系好得意嘅呢个对话。
So in John 21:5, it's very interesting.
嗰个背景就系咁样样。主耶稣嗰啲门徒咧，佢呢度有七个门徒。当然啦，系彼得啦，约翰啦，佢哋一班，佢總共有七個門徒喺一齊。
The background is like this. At that time, there were seven of Jesus' disciples, including John and Peter.
七係響聖經入邊咧，就係講咧，差唔多係完結嘅 complete 嘅意思嘅。Okay.
Seven in terms in the Bible is has the connotation of being complete.
咁所以咧，佢對七個門徒所講嘅嘢，亦都係所對所有門徒所講嘅嘢，亦都係等於對我哋 所有基督徒所講嘅話係一模一樣嘅。
So when Jesus spoke to the seven disciples, it's equivalent to speaking to all the disciples, and that can be extended to all of us today.
所以我覺得咧，約翰福音二十一章係對我哋每一個基督徒所講一個好重要嘅信息。
So I trust that in what's covered in John 21 is speaking to us.
啱啱開始嗰陣，就彼得咧就突然間話：我哋一齊去打魚啦。
And suddenly Peter said, "Well, let's go fishing."
咁其餘嗰啲咧弟兄姊妹嗰期嗰六個門徒亦都跟住佢一齊去打魚。
So the other six disciples just follow suit.
佢哋所做嘅事情就係佢哋未跟從主耶穌基督之前佢哋做嘅事情。
So they were doing what they have been doing before they followed Jesus Christ.
嗱，記得我頭先同你講話，呢個係第三次主耶穌基督再同佢哋相見嘅喎。
Remember that this is already the third time that Jesus appeared before them.
頭嗰兩次主耶穌嘅出現喺你面前嘅時間。
During the first two times that Jesus appeared after his resurrection,
主耶穌已經都表明咗佢就係佢哋嘅尼賽亞。
Jesus explicitly tell them that he's the Messiah.
佢係從死中復活嘅救主。
He is the Savior that's raised from the dead.
門徒應該好清楚，主就係叫佢哋要去得人如得魚。
The disciples should have no excuse not knowing that Jesus' will is for them to be fishers of men.
但係佢點解突然間翻轉頭又翻去打魚啊
？But why did they go back to fishing？
但係佢一啲都打唔到喎。
Yet There's no fish.
佢哋呢啲係職業漁夫。
They are professional fishermen.
佢竟然間一條魚都打唔到。
Yet they haven't caught even one fish.
咁所以咧主耶穌呢個對話好清楚，佢話：孩子們打到魚沒有
？So Jesus made it clear, friends, haven't you any fish？
當然啦，佢哋好快就答咗呢個答案俾耶穌。
Of course, they can respond very fast.
乜都冇。
Nothing.
主耶穌佢馬上就叫佢啦。佢話：你再將個網等去另一邊。
And Jesus told them, "Oh, why do you cast the net to the other side?"
跟住佢哋一拉上嚟。
And they pulled the net.
個網全部滿曬魚。
The net was full.
差唔多個網差唔多會爛添。
Almost at the brink of breaking。
嗱，呢個好重要嘅消息，我哋聽到嘅咧，我相信門徒嗰陣已經感應到，哇！呢個係一個奇蹟嘅出現。
This is a very important message, and I'm sure that the disciples also understood that this is a miracle。
當佢哋一聽到主耶穌對佢講所講嘅話。
Upon hearing what Jesus told them,
佢馬上去做。
They did immediately.
馬上就見到奇蹟。
And immediately they saw this miracle.
佢哋根本諗都諗唔到嘅。
It's beyond their expectation.
同時嗰啲魚嘅份量係157條。
So there were 150 some fish in the net.
我覺得好奇怪嘅，點解會寫到157條出嚟咧？咁153條
，153。
我相信咧，呢個主嘅計劃，主已經揀選咗幾多係佢可以得到嘅。
I think this is God's plan. Everything is in God's plan. Including the number of fish.
一條都唔會失去。
Not one will be missed.
主耶穌嘅拯救
，the salvation of Jesus Christ，
佢已經決定咗噶啦。
He's already decided。
佢知道有幾多個人佢會救得到嘅。
He knew how many will be saved。
但係要做成呢個工作嘅咧，就係通過所有基督徒。
But that will be accomplished through all the Christians。
而呢啲未得之民
，and these unreached people。
就是我们要去打鱼的地方。
Is the sea of our fishing.
这里也讲到我们看到的，就是当我们凭着自己的方法去做我们的生活，我们对这个神的角度是没有帮助的。
And we see that if we do and we live according to our own will, then it didn't help a bit in God's work.
基督徒最大的诱惑是什么？
What's the biggest temptation in, for Christians?
就是呢，生活呢，和侍奉，不过两方面呢，是有一个共存。
And that's an imbalance between daily living and serving the Lord.
即好像我以前都有个咁嘅经历，以前我个重心啊，学完读完书之后就谂住成立一个家庭啊，就喺美国有个好好嘅生活。
That has been my experience in the past. After graduation, I'm looking for a stable job and a good living.
從來都冇諗會到，原來我對呢個大使命係有份嘅。
And I wasn't aware that actually I should be part of the Great Commission.
感謝主。
But thanks be to God.
因為喺我人生嘅路程上邊
，because during the course of my life，
神好主動嘅等用不同嘅導師安排喺我人生路程上，慢慢慢慢將我帶翻去。主的旨意裡面。
The Lord actively lead me and guide me through His servants so that I'm on course.
当我知道很清楚地神要呼召我去宣教工场的时间。
When I was aware that the Lord is calling me into full-time ministry, into missions work,
我很感谢主能够將我的以前的牧師幫助我去完成我這個決志。
I give thanks to the Lord because He used my previous pastor to guide me into this commitment.
我是到全時間侍奉的時間，我是53歲。
It was, I was 53 when I went into full-time ministry.
我相信弟兄姊妹在這裡，如果是願意当你知道去侍奉神、去传福音是很重要的话
，As long as you are aware that it's very important to follow God's will into His ministry, into mission，
你可以一早就可以入咗你决定去侍奉主。
You can make up your mind early to serve the Lord。
但是呢时间是冇限制的。
Yet there's no time limitation。
如果你係願意嘅話，邊個時間都可以去參與呢個大使命嘅工作。
As long as you're willing, you can participate in the Great Commission anytime.
咁我哋睇到呢度咧跟住咧當佢哋打完魚、食完早餐之後
，So after fishing and having breakfast.
And 主耶穌就有一個很親切的對話跟彼得這樣說
的。Jesus had a very intimate dialogue with Peter.
他就問他，他說，你愛我嗎？
He asked Peter, do you love me?
他問了是多少次啊？
How many times did he ask?
個個都知道是三次。
We all know it's three times.
頭一次他問彼得，你愛我嗎？
The first time he asked Peter, do you love me?
那個愛，希利文講就係話，係呢個係神嘅愛。
This, the love in the original Greek is the divine love.
Agape.
It's agape.
第二次再問他，都係用翻同一個詞，你愛我嗎？
The second time he asked, "Do you love me?" is also the word agape.
但是第三次他用那个就是用翻彼得回答他的话，我爱你那个就是这个 filio.
And the third time he asked Peter, "Do you love me?" The love that's used is the word phileo, which is the love, the term that Peter responded before.
我相信咧，呢个对我嚟讲，好有意思噶。
To us, this is very meaningful.
神要我哋爱佢。
The Lord asks us to love Him.
同埋爱佢所创造嘅每一样嘢。
And to love everything that He created.
都系希望我哋系无条件去爱。
He demands the unconditional love.
但我哋做唔到。
Yet, we cannot accomplish that.
但系冇紧要噶 ，OK。
But that's okay.
当第三次嗰阵。
In the third time,
主耶稣再问嗰阵
，When Jesus asked,
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
嗰阵嗰个爱就系话咧，就算系我哋一个朋友间嘅爱
，Jesus meant that even if the love is just a friend, love between friends，
我都接受
，I will take it。
所以我哋唔需要话我哋嘅爱真系做到好似主耶稣基督。犧牲一切一切去侍奉主。
So we cannot, we don't have to wait for serving the Lord until we have the perfect love.
只要是我们有爱心，就算好像学主耶稣爱他的门徒的爱去做我们所做的事，我相信神就会接纳我们。
So as long as we can use the love, like the disciples' love, the Lord will.Take it.
当他问头一个爱的话，他说：你爱我比这些更深吗
？And then he asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
他说最深是哪啲嘢？咩意思？有两个嘅解释嘅。
What is more?
一个就系话你对你所拥有嘅嘢，你嗰条船啦，你嗰啲渔网啦，啲鱼啊，嗰啲饼系咪你？爱佢多过我咧。
So what is these? He meant he's asking, well, your fish and your net and your everything. Do you love these more than you do me?
可能神亦都问我哋系咪我哋爱过嘅职业、我哋嘅家庭我哋嘅名誉高过一切。
And the Lord is asking us whether we are loving our family, our fame.And all of those more than we do Jesus.
另外一个就系话，系咪你爱我比呢啲爱呢啲其他嘅弟兄姊妹多啲咧
？And secondly, he meant, are you loving me more than you do the other brothers and sisters?
所以我哋好多时我哋自己谂翻，我哋而家呢个作为成为一个基督徒。
So when we ponder upon this as a Christian,
有好多嘢可以将我哋嘅注意力带走咗嘅。
There are a lot of things that can distract us.
如果我哋注意到我哋喺世界上所有拥有嘅一切嘅话
，If we pay attention to what we possess in this world,
财产啊、地位啊、学识啊
，our possessions, our status and our knowledge.
健康啊、家庭啊、友谊啊，呢啲成功啊，一切一切嘅嘢。
Our health, our family, and our success, and all these.
咁咪就忘记咗我哋一个基督徒嘅责任咧。
And we failed to pay attention to the spiritual realm.
头一句佢话：如果佢话主耶稣话你要喂我嘅羊。
And Jesus said.Feed my lamb.
头一个那个是小羊的意思。
Lamb is a small sheep.
即那些就是将他们带到这个水的旁边有青草他们去吃。
That means to bring those lambs to the grass and to the stream so that they can be fed.
小羊就當然係啱啱初生未識嘅 ，OK， 未曾認識呢個牧羊人嘅。
So these lambs are small ones, and they didn't even know the shepherd.
所以咧，我哋嘅做法就係咧，如果話啊彼得佢話要喂佢羊嘅話，就先揾到啲羊先可以喂噶嘛。
So in order to feed these lambs, they have to be found first.
呢個就係我哋嘅責任。我哋而家就係要出去揾呢啲未認識主耶穌嘅羊，我哋要喂養佢哋。
That's our responsibility. We have to go out and seek those lambs so that we can feed them.
第二個嘅問題就係你愛我嗎之後。
Secondly, after this question, do you love me?
佢就話你要牧養我嘅羊。
He said,
to Peter.
He said to Peter, shepherd my sheep.
牧養嘅話啫，不單止係喂羊，仲要看顧佢、監察佢、引導佢同埋保護佢。
To shepherd means, besides feeding, you have to protect them, guide them, and lead them.
呢個就係我哋所謂講到嘅門徒嘅訓練。
This is what we call discipleship.
當我哋去到接觸咗啲未得之民之後，等佢哋聽到福音、認識咗主耶穌之後，我哋要繼續支持去栽培佢哋，等佢哋成長，等佢哋可以成立佢哋教會，等佢可以傳福音。
After reaching out to the unreached, we and bringing them into the conviction of Christianity and receive Jesus as their Savior, we have to disciple them so that they can grow in the Lord and they can establish their own churches.
昨晚我們已經看到的就是說，當我們將這個福音傳遍萬國萬民之後，主耶穌先再會再翻嚟。
Yesterday we mentioned that it's only after the gospel is preached to all the nations that Jesus will come back.
我哋唔知道主耶穌基督幾時翻嚟。
We don't know when Jesus comes back again.
但我哋知道我哋現時仲有係好多未足之民同埋未得之民。
But we know that there are many unengaged, unreached people groups.
當我哋知道之後，我哋應該點樣回應啊
？Having known this, how should we respond？
呢個就係我哋呢個差傳主人嘅一個好重視一個回應。
This is the response that we think highly of during this missions conference。
我哋知道主耶穌對我哋嘅要求係點樣樣。
We know the demand.From Jesus Christ.
我哋唔可以好似以前咁聽過就唔記得咗啦。
We cannot merely listen and then forget.
我哋睇下，我哋要開始一個新嘅計劃。
We have to start a new plan.
我哋知道，我哋要開始咧，要將我哋呢個大使命嘅工作幾時等喺我哋眼前睇得到。
So we have to make this great commission.Visible to us all time.
咁我哋又要開始一個新嘅計劃。
We have to start a new plan.
你哋教會咧就係已經有呢個異象，即係已經為你哋安排咗點樣開始呢個新嘅計劃。
So your church has already got this vision, and they have the logistics in how to start a new plan.
呢度有一個叫做穿梭。街角同埋穿梭各界。
And our theme is across the street, across the world.
有咗計劃
，once we have a plan，
我哋就可以實行佢。
Then we can work on it.
第二個，我哋要將舊嘅事等低。
Next, we have to put down our old stuff, our old self.
以前有好多嘢。支配曬我哋嘅時間。
In the past, there are so many things that dominate all our time.
但係佢哋對於神嘅角度係冇幫助。
Yet they are not helpful in God's kingdom.
我哋而家就要睇下 ，OK？ 我哋可以，因為我哋一日只係有24小時，我哋可以去處理嘅。
Since we only have 24 hours per day, we have to really examine.
我相信你冇可能。 做翻以前嘅嘢，仲加埋新嘅嘢，你冇多過二十四小時去做。
I don't think you can do all that you have been doing plus these new things because you won't get more than 24 hours per day.
啊，除咗呢個事情方面嘅，我哋嘅心態。
So besides this, it involves our attitude, our mentality.
Yeah, 我哋呢個就係咧嚇，將我哋以前唔注意。未得之文，唔注意宣教嘅事情，轉翻翻轉頭，而家比較嚟講注意呢一方面，知道點樣去參與。
We have to pay attention to those aspects that we failed to pay attention before, like the reaching out to the unreached, and we can proceed.
但係我哋唔係話淨係叫你一個人去做。
But we are not asking you to do it just by yourself.
我哋一定要同埋弟兄姊妹一齊合作去做。
We have to work with other people。
合作嚇先至有力量嘅。
And you can only get the power if you work with other brothers and sisters。
你自己個人係做唔到好多嘅嘢。
You can do only so much by yourself。
但係你分工合作嘅話咧，就可以將呢個事工推廣出去。
But we have, if we have the correct division of labor, then we can expand our ministry.
所以咧，我哋要建立一個團隊。
Therefore, we have to build a team.
嗱，呢個團隊咧就係咧安排我哋參與嘅工作係點樣分配嘅。
This team is responsible for delegating and division of power, of labor.
團隊嘅成員係冇分年齡嘅。
And the members in the team does not for the members of the team, age is not an issue.
但係佢哋可以用到每一個人嘅恩賜去做佢哋做得嘅事出嚟。
So everyone can utilize their own spiritual gift to accomplish what they are assigned to do.
我哋要建立關係。
And we have to start new relationship.
嗱，呢個關係不單止係對我哋嘅服侍嘅民眾去建立關係。
This relationship not only involves the relationship with the recipient of our serving.
亦都對一啲已經喺呢一方面佢哋有經驗嘅就係一個機構去合作。
This also involves a collaboration with some very experienced organizations.
個人嚟講，我哋要建立關係，就我哋接觸咗呢啲所謂未得之民，或者就係喺呢個華盛頓首府附近嘅難民啊嗰方面嘅接觸咗之後。
On a personal level, after establishing personal relationship with people like the refugees in the Greater Washington area, we can invite them to our home,
認識佢哋,
and get to know them.
當我哋能夠建立咗呢個友誼之後,
after establishing the friendship,
我哋可以先再得到有呢個權利可以同佢傳福音。
We earned our privilege to share the gospel with them.
呢個就係咧，你哋會教會會培訓你哋，幫助你哋呢一方面加強你哋係能夠做到呢一方面嘅工作。
The church will provide the training and the guidance so that we can do it effectively.
最後嗰個你哋要接受呢個挑戰。
Last but not least, you have to accept this challenge.
如果你接受咗個挑戰嘅話，
If you accept the challenge,
如果你將神放在第一位,
if you place God into your highest priority,
你去信服神的意志,
and if you are obedient to God's will,
你就會見到奇蹟出現,
then you will see the miracle.
我相信, Montgomery Chinese Baptist Church 會有這個成功的結果。
I trust that.Your church will have a success.
因為弟兄姊妹知道呢個大使命係我哋嘅使命。
Because brothers and sisters know that the Great Commission is our commission.
你就会睇到神系响你哋嘅工作上面得到荣耀。
And then you will see God's name be glorified among you.
琴日我哋讲咗响呢个雅各书第一章二十二节。
Yesterday we talked about James 1:22.
是只要你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Friends, do not be, well, you have to be doers, or not only hearers, deceiving yourself.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray together.
Father God, we come, 主耶稣基督，我们再一次多谢你，给我们有这个差传的年会，让我们看到。
Dear Lord, we thank you for once.Giving us this missions conference.
你好温柔咁再提醒我哋一次。
You once again gently remind us.
啊，我哋做人，我哋做基督徒嘅任务系咩嘢
？As Christians, we do have the tasks.
我哋应该将呢个福音传扬出去。
We should preach the gospel to the outside.
我要尽心尽力，通过不同嘅渠道，去完成大使命嘅工作。
Through different channels, we should finish this task with our whole heart and whole strength.
求主打开我哋嘅眼耳，让我哋睇到、听到。
Open our eyes and ears, O Lord, that we can see and hear.
最重要嘅，求主打开我哋嘅心。
Most importantly, do open our hearts, Lord.
将主的爱在我们的行动上表达出去。
So that we can express your love through our action.
求主与我们同在。
We pray that you will be with us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.